This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Once upon a dismal day, Bob's ice cream van looked gloomy and gray. Although he had big ambitions, his socials lacked creative vision.
That bad?
Maybe vamp it up a tad?
I have an idea.
Bob launched Canva and got into gear.
Create the video in the vampire theme and make it the funniest meme.
It went viral. Bob's business, a revival. Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at canva.com.
It is causing a lot of issues in traffic, so just a heads up, headed out the door. And as Ellen has advised many, if you can give yourself extra time, take the edge off. It is very wet, ponding of water in many places, and frankly, we haven't had much rain through the summer into the fall, so headed out the door, be safe. Tomorrow is Halloween. Falls on a Friday. That can be good. Hopefully, Mother Nature will cooperate. And joining us, tremendous organization called Safe Kids Worldwide. The chief medical officer is Dr. Sadiqa Kendi, and joins us on our live stream. You can see Doctor at kdkradio.com and our YouTube page, and presented by Metropolitan Window Company. Doctor, welcome. I can see you on the radio.
Good morning. I know, it's pretty cool.
So the organization, Safe Kids Worldwide, we're going to talk to you today about, you know, Halloween, obviously, and a lot of people do focus on that, but it's an important topic. But what else do you work with year-round?
Well, Halloween is what we're thinking about right now, but we focus on child injury, and injuries are the number one killer of children. So we think about pedestrian safety, which is the big issue around Halloween. We think about safety in cars. We think about safety while sleeping, safety around water. So those are the major issues that we focus on.
And where are you headquartered?
We're headquartered in the D.C. area. So we were founded at Children's National Hospital, and we're in the D.C. area.
So as the chief medical officer, it's really, or it should be very obvious to people to take it easy, especially on those trick-or-treat hours. In this case, many communities tomorrow night. Some have moved theirs around, but basically, what's the message?
The message is that Halloween is the most dangerous day of the year for children walking. So it's the day that the most children die from being hit by a car. As a pediatric emergency physician, I've seen this in the emergency department, and it is incredibly sad to have to peel a Halloween costume off a severely injured child. And so really thinking about keeping children safe while they're out there trick-or-treating and keeping the joy in trick-or-treating is really important.
So what kind of cautionary things do you say to parents in advance of that?
So I think one thing is thinking about the costume. So I think I'm a parent, we often think about the really cute costume, but it's also important to think about safety when we're thinking about the costume. So instead of a mask, I would recommend face paint, because a mask can actually obstruct a child's vision. They may not be able to see as well. Their peripheral vision may be obstructed, which can impact their safety. The other thing is making sure that there's something either bright in their costume, or that they have either glow sticks or some sort of reflective portion of their costume. So I know that a few people can see, and this is an example of one of the glow sticks that you can use as a necklace or as a bracelet to make sure that the child is visible to drivers.
And most of as before we change the clocks in this case, coming up this weekend. So it gets dusk and then dark early anyway, and that becomes problematic in many neighborhoods. And it's surprising how some drivers just don't heed slowing down.
Exactly. And most people don't know, but even as we're going into dusk, it's actually very hard to visualize. That can impact visibility. And so even at dusk, but especially as it gets dark, it can be really hard to see children. And so it's important for children to stay on the sidewalk, to be with a trusted adult while they're trick-or-treating, and to only cross the street at the crosswalk. Most children are hit by cars if they're crossing mid-block, because drivers are just not expecting children. It's harder to see them. And so crossing at the crosswalk and making eye contact with the driver before crossing are all things that can help, especially when trick-or-treating, when it gets dark.
What about, do you deal with the actual treats? And I mean, when I grew up, which I'm guessing was a few semesters before you, doctor, you know, we used to hear about razor blades and apples and all. I've never actually heard of it actually happening, yet it set a whole generation into, you better check the treats you get. But that still makes sense, yeah, to take a look as a parent.
It does. I mean, the thing that I would be most worried about is being safe on the streets during trick-or-treating, like making sure that our children walking as pedestrians are being safe. But I do think it makes sense when you get home to just take a look at the treats, make sure that nothing looks like it's tampered. You know, they're not packages that are open, and make sure everything looks appropriate before a child consumes it.
Well, keep up the great work, doctor. Nice to see you on the radio here at KDKA, the world's first commercial radio station. So thanks.
Thank you.
All right. Dr. Sadika Kendi, Chief Medical Officer, Safe Kids Worldwide. Aaron, do you don't still go out trick-or-treating, do you?
No, I don't, but...
It's just a guess.
Yeah, well, it's funny. I actually found out in certain states... And, you know, when I was looking up fun facts for our next segment, I found out certain states, it's almost illegal, like David said, to trick or treat past the age of 12.
Really?
Yeah. They're like, what are you doing dressed up with a bag of candy?
Well, I remember in the city, I was at, this was before I was married, there was a group of teenagers came to the door. They had no costumes on. And I'm like, what do you guys
want? What do you want?
They were like, just shut up, mister.
And give us the candy, which is insane.
Give us your candy. Here, take it. Take it all.
Right.
All right. Coming up, are you smarter than an anchorman? Paul Rasmussen is off this week under the weather. He should be back Monday, but I know he'll miss this. He's probably locked in to hear David Ballarato sit in. Or are you smarter than an anchorman? Coming up in just a few minutes. Air for Paul Rasmussen. So, David, this is how this works. We get a lifeline for me.
You get a lifeline. Okay.
I do. Donna Silvio is our lifeline. Donna, good morning.
Good morning.
What part of town are you from, Donna?
Shaler.
All right. Have you heard us do this before?
I have.
Okay, so you are my lifeline for the questions, Aaron. And you will get, regardless, Donna, I don't want you to feel the pressure. You're going to get a $25 gift certificate from Kuhn's Quality Market, okay?
All right, let's do this.
You're already secured.
She's ready.
All right, are you ready, Aaron?
I'm ready, and the theme, of course, is Halloween, and I might have gone a different direction than you guys might have expected. Mm-mm. Question number one, and David, you're going to answer first.
Okay.
How many bones?
I feel like Charles Van Doren here in this isolation.
If you're on the YouTube stream, he's patting his head. Okay, how many bones does the average human body have? I'm going to give you multiple choice.
I know this.
A, 150, B, 206, or C, 210?
I think it's B.
Okay, Larry?
You said 206?
I did.
Donna, what do you say?
I say 206.
I concur. Aaron.
Okay, ding. Everyone got that one right. Wow. That's good. That's good.
David, good job. Thank you, Donna.
Pats his head again. Question number two. What famous magician died on Halloween in 1926? Larry?
Houdini.
David?
Yeah, I would say Harry Houdini.
Okay, you guys, I might just be your favorite person because I kind of went easy on you. Okay, whatever, fine. Question number three. True or false, Stanley Kubrick directed The Shining? David?
That's true.
Larry?
That is true. Donna?
That's true.
Okay, all right, fine. I have a bonus question.
Hit us.
From top to bottom, what are the three colors in candy corn, since we talked about it earlier?
Top to bottom.
Correct.
Who's first?
Larry.
Well, you realize I'm colorblind.
Yeah, that's...
So this is actually perfect.
I know the top is white. Donna, okay. Can you help me?
The bottom's orange, the middle's yellow, the top is white.
David?
How did you want...
Top to bottom.
What are we considering the top? The point?
Yes, the point.
Okay, so the point is white, the middle section is orange, and then the cap is yellow.
Okay, Anchorman got that one right, but that was a bonus question. Everyone wins today. Good job.
Do I get the $50 Kunz gift card?
I'm sorry, David, you're not eligible.
No, that goes to Donna.
Donna Silvio gets it. Congratulations, Donna. You get a Kunz Market $25 gift certificate courtesy of KDK Radio.
Thank you.
You sound really excited, Donna.
Thanks. I can get one bag of groceries.
Yes, a small bag, but what the heck? All right, thank you. That was good. How did you determine the candy corn bonus question?
Well,
and David was right?
Yes, David was right. And Donna was close. It's funny, when you think of candy corn, I do think sometimes your eyes play tricks if you're not colorblind, but it's orange in the middle, and the orange is the big chunk.
So
the white and yellow are skinny.
You were preying upon somebody who's visually impaired.
Okay. And I actually forget that all the time, that you're colorblind. But yeah, when we talked about candy corn earlier, I was laughing to myself because I thought they might get all of these questions right. I feel like Halloween, a lot of these facts are kind of generally known. So I had a bonus in there.
All right. Good stuff. Do you like that, David, since you were perfect?
Yeah, I guess so.
All right. I got a couple of good stories for you here. How many Zoom calls have you been on since the pandemic? Many.
Yes.
Countless.
Especially in my old capacity, yes.
Aaron?
Yeah, I worked. Same. Yeah, literally.
Well, how about this? We've seen where people have done things thinking their camera was off, right?
Oh, boy. Where's this going?
A Detroit police officer showed up for a Zoom court hearing, sitting on his sofa, wearing his uniform blues, his badge, but nothing down below the waist.
Yep.
And the worst part was that he was sitting there, he didn't realize that his camera shot so low.
Oh, my goodness.
The judge, who was a little shocked, asked the police officer, quote, tilt your camera up away from your non-department issued bottoms, of which there weren't any. All right.
Wait, I have a funny story on that. I'm sorry.
Go ahead.
I worked at a clinic before coming here with you guys, and they did virtual appointments so that they could reach people further than our region, and a woman was on an appointment.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. Now, I don't know if you've heard, but Mint's premium wireless is $15 a month. But I'd like to offer one other perk. We have no stores. That means no small talk. Crazy weather we're having. No, it's not. It's just weather. It is an introvert's dream. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
You open the fridge. There's nothing there. So what's it going to be? Greasy pizza? Sad drive-thru burgers? Dish by Blue Apron is for nights like that. These are the pre-made meals of your dreams. At least 20 grams of protein, no artificial flavors or colors, no chopping, no cleanup, no guilt. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Appointment with the doctor that I worked with, and she clearly forgot, like, oh my gosh, my camera's on. And she started to get hot and nervous. And she literally unzipped her jacket, and the doctor's reaction was just so kind. Like, this isn't a phone call. I can see you. So I do think the Zoom can kind of trip us out sometimes.
Yeah, I guess the worst was that CNN feller.
Yeah.
I missed that one.
I don't want to go into it.
Yeah, I'll do some research.
Zoom call went sideways, CNN. It'll pop up quickly, so to speak. This is the Big K Morning Show. I look forward to this time every Thursday. That's when we check in with the good Dr. Mike Hutchinson of Animal General, LaSalle Plaza in Cranberry. You can see Doc on our live stream at kdkradio.com, presented by Metropolitan Window Company, including our KDK Radio YouTube page. Doc, good morning.
Good morning. How are you, Larry?
Good. We're not used to rain, especially like this in the morning for the commute. It's been a while, hasn't it?
It has been a while. We can use it, though.
Yeah, we certainly can. All right, we've got your questions. Tom in Mount Washington wants to know, Dr. Mike, my dog drinks from puddles after it rains, speaking of the rainfall. Could this make him sick, or is rainwater generally safe fresh after a storm?
Yeah, that's a risky proposition. You know, you worry about chemicals, parasites, bacteria, things like leptospirosis. I would not let my pet drink out of the puddle. If you're going on longer walks and they're thirsty, I would just carry water along and maybe a collapsible bowl, but don't let them drink out of that puddle. We get many dogs in, and this is not an exaggeration, but people say the only thing we can say is different is he might have, you know, had a drink out of a puddle or standing water, and then they have either diarrhea or they're vomiting or both. So I don't recommend it at all. Too risky.
What was that word?
Leptospirosis. That's a bacterial disease that gets spread by the urine of wild animals, and it's extremely contagious, even to us, to people, and it can cause kidney and liver failure. So we want to avoid that.
Well, then I'm going to stop drinking out of puddles myself.
Yeah.
Jen in Edgewood wants to know, with fireplaces and heaters running, I see a beautiful stone fireplace behind you, Doc. It's not lit at the moment, but with all your pets around, safety risks that we should be aware of this time of the year.
Yeah, great question. You know, because a lot of people do get them out. It's getting cooler out. So yeah, be careful, of course, of fire. Keep your pets protected. There should be a barrier. But the other thing about fireplaces, other than smoke and the fire itself, is that we want to understand that they're going to get drier. And so it can dry out their coat. The dry heat in the winter dries out a lot of these dogs' coats. I do recommend humidifiers this time of year because it will help keep their coat normal, because that is a problem with pets during the winter too. So be careful of the fire itself. Protect them from it. Put a barrier up or something. And we have that stone barrier so the pets can't lay right in front of it because that's too close. And then I would, be aware of that it can dry out their coats as well.
As a physician, you bring up a good point that also applies to people, and that is humidifiers. Some people say if you don't clean them properly, that actually can promote, you know, it's pumping things into the atmosphere that it shouldn't. So if you have one, you got to maintain it, right?
That's exactly right. Because you have to worry about the molds that can grow. Anytime there's moisture, you worry about that. But, we always have an air purifier going 24/7, and you clean out those filters too. You don't want to leave those without cleaning them. And then that combined with the humidifier is fantastic. So it really does help in the wintertime. People too.
All right. From Bellevue, Maggie wants to know, Dr. Mike, Our dog wants to chase every squirrel he sees. Are there safe ways to redirect his attention on walks without jerking his neck all the time? I know that isn't good for him.
Yeah, I mean, I remember that, what was it, a cartoon movie with the squirrels? The dog would see the squirrel and be attentive. I get it. You know, they see him, the squirrels run fast, they scurry along, and that always gets the attraction of the dog because they want the squirrels running. So try a no-pull harness. One of those harnesses where you don't have to pull on the neck, I agree with you, that's not a good thing to do. And those no-pull harnesses were developed by a veterinarian long ago, a guy out of Minnesota. Fantastic, because when they pull it, it gently pulls their nose down towards their chest, so they stop pulling because they want to see where they're going. And they really are effective. So I would give that a try. And, practice with it with your dog first so they get used to it. And then I think that'll help solve that problem. And then reward them for not chasing the squirrel and direct them away, make them sit, you know, have them do something, shake and give them a treat, and then reward that behavior and keep doing it. 100 interruptions and you'll have that mastered.
Is it possible to teach old dogs new tricks?
Absolutely. And that can be done all of the time. We adopted an older dog ourselves a while back that was 8 years old and had no manners at all, didn't know how to sit, didn't know how to do anything. I can tell you within 6 months, that dog he mastered all of the things that you want it to master.
Can you give us a short cheat code to do that? Just pick one thing. I've got one for you. Animals, yeah. Dogs that are used to somebody feeding them from the dinner table.
Yeah, there you go. Well, food is the one trick that will help tremendously, but it's food rewards, but make sure it's not taking up over 10% of their daily diet because we don't want them obese. We want them to be fit, but that's how I master it, is I use food. And when they're, when they have a high food reward, when they react to that positively, wow, you can teach them almost anything.
Doc, always appreciate your time. Are you good with changing the clocks, or do you want us to stay on one standard time throughout the year?
We've done it our whole lives. I don't really care. I know why they started doing it, but it's so I'm not bothered either way.
All right. Give my best to your bride, and we'll see you next week.
We'll do it.
All right. The good Dr. Mike Hutchinson, you can reach him at animalgeneral.net. We have a link at kdkradio.com.
Morning, I'm David Balorado. The president says we have an agreement with China. He'll cut tariffs on China, and among other things, China will help American farmers.
Large amounts, tremendous amounts of the soybeans and other farm products are going to be purchased starting immediately.
This is monumental when it comes to face-to-face opportunities with China, who obviously economically is our biggest competitor, and hopefully this will bode well for a more stabilized future.
In downtown yesterday.
It's also great for Pittsburghers because Yinzers deserve nice things.
That's County Executive Sarah Inamorato. City, county, state, civic leaders all gathered to give a progress report on the $600 million redevelopment of the Golden Triangle.
Very, very excited there, I could tell.
And as we return to standard time this weekend, doctors say that seasonal affective disorder can be debilitating.
I think people have to pay attention to their mood and if their interest in things changes. If they're socially isolating, that can become a problem.
That's Dr. Alicia Kaplan of AHN.
Getting an extra hour's sleep this weekend? Yes.
I'm not.
What do you mean no?
I'm working Sunday morning.
Yeah, but you still get the extra hour's sleep. Well, sure you do.
Depends,
David,
on
we're
when
not
you,
leaving you behind.
It depends on when you fall. When I fall asleep.
Well, if you get up to do the early shift, your first newscast is what?
6
a.m.
Yeah.
You can get, 2 a.m. technically is when we fall back this weekend.
Right. Yes, I guess you're right.
So, curious, because the Sunshine Protection Act, they have voted on this in Washington for many years to eliminate and just stick with, daylight savings or standard time?
There have been both options.
Well, either way, even President Trump expressed a desire to eliminate the time change, but it requires congressional approval, and let's be honest, our Congress can't agree on anything.
Right. I mean, the concerns that people have, if we stay on daylight if we stay on daylight saving time going through the, throughout the entire year, it's going to be very dark late in the morning in December for about 2 weeks. So sunrise would be around 8:44 in wow. the morning. But what happens the final 2 weeks of December for most people?
Well, that's when it's the
really
darkest.
Nothing. Yeah, but most people are, a lot of people are off. A lot of students are off for school because of the Christmas holidays. So
all right,
you do have that.
You want a little history behind it?
Daylight saving time?
Yeah. Well, I got Dr.
I'm from the In the News generation, so I know.
Yeah, you know, but a lot of people don't.
I'm talking about Christopher Glenn in the News on CBS TV back in the 70s.
I remember him. He had a great voice.
Yeah.
The late Dr. Knowledge.
Yes.
Different names for daylight saving time. This is Dr. Knowledge with Knowledge in a Nutshell. In Great Britain, daylight saving time is called summertime, even though, oddly enough, it starts before summer begins and goes into and ends in autumn. In the United States, daylight saving time was once called wartime. That was during World War II when it was used year-round. And by the way, Benjamin Franklin is the person generally credited with the idea of daylight saving time, and that was way back in the 1700s, but it was never adopted then, and it was never adopted in the U.S. or anywhere until World War I days in the 1900s. More stories in our Knowledge in a Nutshell books and our weekly Dr. Knowledge newsletter, call 1-800-NUTSHELL or go to knowledgeinanutshell.com.
I used to love Dr. Knowledge's Knowledge in a Nutshell. His books still sell well because, you know, you can read and learn these little nidbits.
Right.
Nidbits.
Tidbits.
Nuggets. Tidbits. Do you want a nidbit? All right, so there you have
it. I knew not answer that.
And again, they have all at some point agreed to not change the clocks, although it still happens. So.
And some states don't do it.
For example, Indiana.
Well, parts of Indiana, but Arizona doesn't do it.
At all.
Correct.
Who knows what time it is?
Maybe that's something that Governor Shapiro could talk about doing.
Does anybody really know?
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Once upon a mundane morning, Barb's day got busy without warning. A realtor in need of an open house sign? No, 50 of them. And designed before 9.
My head hurts.
Any mighty tools to help with this plight?
Aha!
Barb made her move. She opened Canva and got in the groove.
Bulk creating Canva sheets. Create 50 signs fit for suburban streets.
Done in a click, all complete.
Sweet!
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at canva.com.
What's up, guys? It's Candace Dillard-Bassett, and this is Undomesticated. Follow and listen to Undomesticated, available wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, and my new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Listen to and follow Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.